Simon Yud Gimel, we're up to Sif Ches. Before we start, we've been learning about the 3 months of Havchana. So this is totally for your entertainment pleasure. I don't think you need Birchas HaTorah before this. Someone sent me this morning, Associated Press, Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. Pakistani court finds ex-Prime Minister Khan's marriage illegal. Pakistani court on Sunday ruled former Prime Minister Imran Khan's marriage to a third wife illegal under Islamic law and sentenced them to 7 years each in jail. The latest conviction centers on Islamic law known as Iddat, which dictates that a widowed or divorced woman must wait 3 months before remarrying to leave no doubt about who the father is in the instance of a pregnancy. They didn't get anything on their own. Everything they took from us. Rafuta writes that Esav is an Israel, right? I'm calling it Yishmael also. Everything they take from us is unbelievable. This is today's news, Saturday. Unbelievable. Okay. I don't know if they hold up a light plug or not. I don't know if she's a Zakena. 7 years in prison. What? It's nothing to do with the marriage. I mean, it's politics. Yeah, but they had to hide behind something. There is such an Islamic law. Okay.
They have politics like this here also.
Okay, now, before I go on to Sazayan, I want to correct something. Last week, we learned about Pilegesh and Sivav. I mentioned to you Rav Henk and Shita. As you know, Rav Henk and Shita is that civil marriage requires a get, and the children from a subsequent marriage without a Jewish get are mamzerim. And Rav Henk is based primarily on the idea that in Adam Yisrael B'yosef B'yosef, a man lives with a woman, and everybody knows that they're married. That constitutes a kedusha bia because they know don't say bia said bia's nos. That's what Rav Henkin said. I mentioned Rav Henkin discusses Pilegesh at length, which he does, and I want to explain what exactly he says. Last week I spoke incorrectly when I said that such a person would at the very least be a Pilegesh. That's not really what he says. He says the following: Rav Henkin holds that a civil marriage, and then it's not the civil marriage ceremony, it's the living together of husband and wife that constitute kiddushin of bia, because they don't know it's a bia, it's a bia's nos, and I'm sadi to the kiddushin, and Emma she's completely married, so a complete kiddushin. They asked honor of Henkin from Pilegesh. Pilegesh, I mentioned last week, some say is bali kiddushin. But according to Rav Henkin, any time a husband and wife live together, it's automatic kedushin. It's automatic kedushin. So really it starts with a kasha on Rav Henkin. Now how could you say, any time they live together, the das is kedushin, according to those who are pelagis without kedushin. So you see they can live together, and there's no das is kedushin. To that, Rav Henkin responded that a Pelegesh is really someone with who's sold for Avdus, who's sold for Shifchus. And he says that the Rambam says Pelegesh is mutter to a Melech and not to anybody else. If it's Issus Nus, it will be also to the Melech too. It's an Issus Shifchus, of making her a Shifcha. And we don't have, Jewish law doesn't have a Isha Gedayla can't be a Shifcha Ivri. There's no such thing. An Amavriya is only a Ketana, and there's no Gedayla. There's no such thing as a Shifcha who's an adult. Yisrael should be Yisraelis, so it's an Isser, except by a Melech. The Pasuk says by a Melech. It's B'nei Sechem Yikach, Le'aifais, Le'Mekachais, whatever it says in the Pasuk. So Rav Henkin really is saying that the notion of Pilagesh is a Shifchus Tikadim. If it would be someone you're taking only to live with, it would taka be kedushin. Now, see, taka does hold that someone who means to take a pilegesh, to bisman azeh, it has a din kedushin. But his position is not that they're a pilegesh, but that from the sugya pilegesh, it's sort of a raya to his shita. Anyway,
why can't you say because he is having that?
Because he holds, if Hankins holds anybody that you miyachid, if there would be a notion that you miyachid someone for bia, it's not kedushin, we shlug up Rav Hankins al shita. So, and Rav Hankins says we shlug up the Gemara. The Gemara says a divorced couple that's long be pundik, and they didn't know they're in the pundik. Why does it have to be as nos? It's not nos if it's pilagish. So maybe it would be as nos. They want to be a pilagish.
Because pilagish is not nos. So normally.
So that's the kasha. So how do you know he's mechavim lekedushin? Maybe he's mechavim for pilagish.
People are not thinking about pilagish. They're thinking about.
Well, they're not thinking about. There could be people. Today, a lot of people, women, though, certainly don't even notice such a thing as kedusha bia. Rav Hankin holds clearly, even if they don't know the halacha, he's talking even about totally secularized Jews. He defines it not to be a bias nurse, is that they want to have a marriage relationship.
Right.
And memela, the assumption is a halachic marriage relationship.
But people want to be married, they don't, I mean, they
Rav Hankin's position is they want to be married. The first tshuva about, there was no such thing as civil marriage till the 19th century. There was no civil marriage. Everything was religious. Everybody had one religion or another. The earliest tshuva on this topic is the tshuva of Rivash. The Rivash lived in Spain at the time of the expulsion. The Rivash talked about people that got married in Spain. He's talking about a certain Spanish territory, that particular tshuva, where they were forced to go to the Catholics to have a ceremony because of the expulsion edict. So they were pretending to be Catholics, the Muranos of those days, and they had a Catholic marriage. And they asked Rav Hankin, if people have a Catholic marriage, whether you say, they asked Rav to Rivash, whether people with a Catholic marriage are considered to be married al pi halacha. The Rivash's tshuva was that they're not married, they don't need a get. It's a kasha on Rav Hankin. So Rav Hankin says Rivash is talking not by people who want to do api halacha. They want to do api halacha, they would secretly do a kedushin. It's all about people that recognize the Catholic marriage. They think they're married religiously by Catholic law, and that's good enough for them. So by them, Rav Hankin is masking that there's no enos and bias and bias nos. But person who's an atheist, who's just not observant, he says that he holds that it doesn't apply. Everybody wants that they should be married Jewishly. They consider themselves Jewish. They want to marry Jewish. It could be Rav Hankin would be masked because someone is totally assimilated, doesn't even know he's a Jew. It could be Rav Hankin would be masked. I just know about people who know they're Jewish and totally non-observant. They get married. He says, really, everybody would like to be married, every married couple. At least in previous generations, would like to be married.
So as far as Muranos, the wedding in the church, they know it's
not. I shouldn't say Muranos. It's talking about people in Spain who had the Catholic ceremony. That's the Rivash's truth. He doesn't say a word about Muranos. He couldn't even write about Muranos, right? So Rav Hankin is saying that he's only talking about people who recognize the Catholic marriage. And so for them, there's no way to be as a business. But by a civil marriage, everyone knows it's civil. It's religious, so they wouldn't want to be. The only point I want to correct is what I said last week that Rav Hankin's second argument. His first argument is and I said no. His second argument that they're a pelegish. It's not really what he says. He says that if there's such a thing as a pelegish without shifchus, then yes, he's a pelegish, which is kedushin. But Be'emes, he doesn't hold that way. Be'emes, he holds the definition of Pilagesh as someone sold to Shifchus. And the Shifchus includes Bia.
Pilagesh needs a get.
If Pilagesh needs, if he holds Bikidushin, it needs a get. According to our Gersa,
also that the kids could be Mamzer.
The kids could be Mamzer. That's Rav Henkin. That's why I said last year, Rav Henkin hold that at worst she's a Pilegesh. We have to correct that. Because Rav Henkin really holds the institution called Pilegesh is only someone's selfish shifchus. Otherwise, there's no institution called Pilegesh. She's regulated Shasich. He does say, if you're going to say there's such a thing, then she'll be a Pilegesh. But he doesn't hold if an M is that it's that way. What?
So maybe it's only
the Rambam says
it's not.
What?
Hegel's just using that take point that there is Kedushin. Hegel's right there would be Kedushin. I'll say another noise of philosophy.
Yes, someone has
mentioned. I was in the last week, but did you mention that Hegel would hold, therefore, by conservative form, they have no das, and they think it's a real ceremony, they fight captives.
He doesn't hold that. Ramesha writes that according to Rav Henkin, if they do reform and conservative, it should be like the Ramesh. Okay, but Rav Henkin wrote a letter to Ramesh. He said, "Don't tell me what I hold." He said, "It's not true." He holds that reform and conservative, they want to be married off the halacha, and if they would know, then they would that that's nothing.
But
they would
don't
do.
Know. But they don't know.
This is Rav Henkin's letter. They have Tshuva Sivra from Rav Henkin. He has a letter L'Chacham Echad, which is Ramesh, and he's writing to him that no, reform and conservative, I hold the same thing. Ramesha does write that even according to Rav Henkin's Shita, I don't know if it means Rav Henkin the person, it was Rav Henkin's Shita, reform conservative, it was Eidim Psulim, there's nothing, he writes that. But Rav Henkin has a letter to Ramesha, he says, I don't mean that, it's not my Shita.
If you have all the elements of a kosher wedding in a Catholic church, you have Eidim, you have Shavu Fruta, then the wedding is a wedding.
So that's part of what Rav Henkin says. Rav Henkin says, doesn't say anywhere that a wedding needs a rabbi. Doesn't say anywhere that you need a rabbi at a wedding. You need to aid him. You don't need a rabbi.
You need Das Moshe Yisrael?
What?
You need Das Moshe
Yisrael? It's actually, according to Taisus, Das Moshe Yisrael is not even ma'akiv. If you just need Harav Kudeshesli. Because the Gemara says, Miuchedesli, it's one of Rav Henkin's raya. Miuchedesli is a Lashon Kiddushin.
Heaven's good, right?
So yeah, okay.
The
could be today. What?
The brachas are
never makim on anything. Brachas are not makim. The rabbi's there for the ceremony, but he's not there. The marriage is a marriage without him. The eidim, they have to be kosher. The rabbi, they not to be kosher. Could have a lady rabbi, but the
even
man.
Nowadays, when somebody does a tax return and puts both people in as a couple, it's a proof of a Henkin. They really doesn't want to live like a couple.
A couple. So tax returns, I'm loath to bring rayas from tax returns, reluctant to bring rayas from tax returns.
Sure,
but what about the front door where it says Mr. and Mrs.? I think that's where Hank arrived. Did they put on the door? Yeah.
So what are Hank go back conservative?
He held that you need a guest. You need a guest. It's interesting, Rav Henkin, one of the strongest kashas of Rav Henkin is the Mishnah, to cycle in ala chazakis, that a chazakah is enough to get scared. If a man and woman move into town and live together 30 days as husband and wife, so the becheskas that they got married, they're claiming they were married, if they live there 30 days, the becheskas ishvi ishtai, and cycle, and you give skilah to someone who's in Zan. They asked Rav Henkin, why do you need 30 days? Even if they're here for a couple of days with a side Mr. and Mrs., and you know they were never married before, they should be Eishes Ish right away. That's what they. That's one of the kashas they have on Rav Henkin. If I understand his answer, he says, an achinami. But if you want to have a chazaka that they're married from previously, then you need 30 days. But to say that they're married from the time that two Adam see that they're living Mr. and Mrs.
There's no
Adam.
They live somewhere in
the. So I think Rav Henkin's masking. If they're in a city where there are no Jews at all, I think Rav Henkin is masking that you don't need. Yeah, Ramosha and Rav Chaim Eiser, almost all the Gedolim of the generation disagreed. In the Eitzra Paiskim Chelek Yud, they bring the Rivash and Rav Henkin, and they write, everyone disagreed with Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was alive when that was published. So he wrote them a letter that he said, do me a favor, just publish the whole Rivash word for word, not the excerpts from the Tshuvas. I publish whatever I wrote word for word. And then do whatever you want afterwards. Everyone will see I'm right. Don't publish excerpts of what I said. That's what he writes in his letter to Yitzhak Paiskim. He says, Chayva Aleichem. I don't think they did. I don't know if they did it. I didn't check.
So
okay, let's get back to
the beginning. To a girl who's
All the pais could say lechatzilot imachmel gravenk and give a get. If you can't give a get, if children are born already, we don't make agunis. We don't make. Yeah, everyone says. Everybody says lechatzilot to be choishes. Okay, I don't want to go back to it. I just want to go back to this pilegish aspect. Let's go to sif ches, which we're up to. Let's review. We had basically three topics of Havchana in the Siman. We had in Sif Aleph, a Gerusha and Almana, need 3 months. And that's a light plug dikatakana. It listed a bunch of cases of light plug. And that's the primary din of Havchana, which is with a light plug. Then in Sif Hay, we had Giyiris. Someone who's Megayer needs 3 months of Havchana. And there we said there's no light plug. By a Giyiris, there's no light plug. We explained the difference for both. But the bottom line is that there is no light plug. So again, you have Grusha and Almana in Sif Aleph. You have Giyiris and Sif Hay. And last week we had someone who's Mezana. In Sif Vav, that it's a Machlek, it's Mechaber Ramah. Mechaber said, it's Machlek's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, the Gemara. Machlek's had a Paskin. The Mechaber said that someone who's Mezana does not need months of Havchana because she's Mishapechas. She does things to make sure that she's not pregnant, that she doesn't become pregnant. Kadesh Le Tisabar. And Ramah said that no, Tzricha Lahamtin, because we're afraid she's not Mishapechas Yafeh Yafeh, that she. So it's a machlekes b'chaber amah. So again, grusha ve'almana, nothing to talk about. You always need 3 months, even as a kena, no matter what. Even if it was separated, no matter what. In a giyiris needs 3 months, but by a giyiris we allow for a plug if she can't have children, or if it's the same or whatever. If they were separated for 3 months before, okay. We make on a giyiris when there's no light plug. By Mizana, which is a Sif Vav, that was Sif A. And Sif Vav, which is the din of Mizana, so it's a Mechlekes Mechaber Ramah, if you need 3 months or not. Okay, now we move on to Sif Ches. Mishanissus Bitalus. Now you're not going to believe the story, so I brought the Mishnah, so you're going to think I'm making a mistake. This Gemara, this Shulchan Aruch, it's almost no Mepharshim, goes on the following case of the Mishnah. Shnayim shekitchu shtei nashim. Two men separately have kiddushin. It's not engaged. That's marriage. Kiddushin is eishes ish to two different women. Ubishas knisasan lechupa, and they got married the same night. They got married. Hichlifu eshol zel azeh veshol zel azeh. The women got switched. Somehow nobody noticed, and this man married an eshes ish. She had kiddushin from someone else. So one man married his friend's eshes ish, and the other married his friend's eshes ish. The women got switched one on the other. So harayelu chayavim mishum eshes ish. They're over on the iser eshes ish. Hayu achin mishum eshes ach. Also, mafrishin oisam gimel chadashim shemem uubarei sein. Now they want to marry the one they're supposed to marry. They got switched the night of the wedding. They want to go back to their true husbands. So this is how it comes into the siman. We need 3 months of Havchana. Now obviously, it wasn't done b'mezid. It was done b'mezid. To be also lebal, right? Or eshesish was mizana also to her husband. So obviously, this took place b'shoigeg. There was some mistake that they were chlifu zeh. And it's telling you that you need the 3 months of Havchana. It says here that they were shaygigin. Huchlefu b'shaygig, di b'mezid, hechi kamer b'sefer, akashosh chadashim shari elabayla. Okay, so that's the case. And that's the case here that we're going to learn in the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll try to see if there's any, obviously it's not a very, to put it mildly, not a very common case. And the question is if there's anything to be learned in our world from such a strange situation. Sivches. Mishanissus betos. V'noida shiasur levaila. Veitzia bez de mitachtov. First, the Shulchan Aruch talks that they were mizana b'meizim, and mishenisus betos. The noida she asura labayla. Veitzia bez de mitachtov. Imahaisa kitana sheinu ruya leilaid. Eina tzricha lahamtin. If she was a katana and she can't become pregnant, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. She has a dove sheni matzui. Chadav sheni matzui b'roiv loy gozu. B'roiv is probably a mistake. Do the new prince take it out?
No.
What?
No, it's in.
It's in. Okay, there, this is a quote of the Rambam. The word b'roiv doesn't appear in the Rambam, but okay.
The father married her off?
So here, if it's a katana, I suppose the father married her off. And she married the wrong man. So the question is, does she need? Now here it doesn't go into whether it's a shaygeg or a mezid.
Mion is not because
it's irrelevant. There's no mion when the father marries her off. So in this case, there's come out no mefarshim over here. And what does it say? It says a katana doesn't have to wait. That means a gedayla does have to wait. As we're saying, you need havchana. By a katana, there's no light plug. By a katana, not. Why? Because it's eni matzui. The whole situation really is eni matzui. But by a gedayla, it's not saying a heter of eni matzui. It says, shein roi leid, ein tzrichalam, shein dobi shein eni matzui.
You said, be a rishayna, most of the rishaynas is not eni matzui, that she got pregnant.
Be a rishayna is takana matzui. So, but I don't know if it's saying because of that, that would be by a gedayla too. Right? We'll only make a by a katana, so I don't know how to answer that. Yud Beis, there's only one Mefarish here, the Beis Shmuel Yud Beis in the bottom. Shnil B'tos, Haidu Masnisin, Perek Da'arba Achin, V'loi Kosha Al Eilu Pais Nesuiz Nus Ein Tzarech Lahamtin. I told you a minute ago, Pais Nus is a Machlaikis Mechaber Amor. Mechaber said, Znus, you don't have to wait, because she's Mesapeches. So he says, Kan Tzarech Lahamtin, Kshi Gedayla, Kan Leishach Mesapeches, Sachar Abiyah, Kamay Biznus. The Smura, she said, Oh, Baila, she got mixed up, she thought this was her husband. So in this case, we have here a case which is totally uncommon, but which teaches us l'chayra yisaid that by a David lo shchiach lo gazrum. So Rav Maisha Nigris Maisha has a tshuva in which he makes this into something that's shayach halacha l'maisa. Rav Maisha has a tshuva about a woman who was married and got divorced, and she has a letter from a man who purports to be an Orthodox rabbi, with this letter she becomes divorced. He sent her a ksav peturin of some sort in the mail without a get, and told her, okay, you're hereby divorced. She didn't know better, and she took it, and she's divorced. They had a civil divorce as well, and then she started dating, and now she's ready to get married. And she goes to a man, to a rav, to be Masada Kedushin. And the rav says, did you have a get? She says, yes. He says, show me. He shows her a piece of paper. And he tells her, it's worth nothing. You need a real get? That's not a get. So she went out, and she got a normal get. Now, the question is, do you have to wait 3 months? Do you have to wait 3 months now for Havchana? To get married? Now, mind you, there's no chance she's pregnant. She's separated from her previous husband with a civil divorce, and what she thought was a real get. And she got separated a long time before.
No clue.
And so, well, that's the question. The question is, by Grusha, we normally say a light plug. So, right, that was the first category. Grusha, we said light plug. So it should be a light plug. So Rav Maisha, in this tshuva, he's mitzadeid. I'll tell you his lamais in a minute. That siv sivin yagibel siv ches. It's a David loy shchiach. It's not shchiach it's shchiach to go to a reform to get one that's not a divorce. But it's not common to go to misha kaira atzma orthodox to do this type of a get. And Rav Moshe wants to use the heter of loy shchiach to be matir. To do without the months of Avchana, and that's what he says. Now he writes that it's interesting that he writes that even though we have good svaris, from good svaris you know, paskin halachis unless it's a shasat chak to turn over beferish shadim of shloshim chadashim. Says if it's a shasat chak, now what constitutes shasat chak is a separate issue. He says b'shasat chak to be simach on this. And later we learn Siv Tesli has a second raya to it, but right now what Ramesh is really doing, as he always does, he takes a sif that most people learn, you quickly forget this sif. One's in the gay, our wives that got switched one on the other. And Ramesh says that, no, it's Negea, because saying a David le'shchiach le'gazru. And I see later in the Pischei Tshuva Yud that other Peskim extrapolated from Sif Ches to other cases. And in Eila, that's Ramesh's psak. Now Ramesh says, don't think every get with a mistake is le'shchiach. It could be get with mistakes, maybe they are shchiach. But this idea that an Orthodox, so-called Orthodox rabbi should send her a piece of paper and say, you're hereby divorced, that whole thing is not shriach. And therefore he holds that like Gazru, and there's no need, at least for Shasat Chak, there's no need for a get. This is what he says. So that's a good question. The question is, what's the rule? When do we say like shriach, like Gazru? It's a very... wild thing. Every time you're going to have a gezeirah, you say it's like shchiach. You know, chazal goes out mira la'akum is an aveirah. If I have a situation in my house that's not shchiach, I'll say like Gazru. You know, a guy can do it. So the question is, when you say like Gazru, there's a Mishnah Melech who makes a chilek between a siyag and a takana. He says takanais are takanais. Chazal made a takana. It was a muktzah. Muktzah is awesome. Mir lakam is awesome. He talks about marrying mu beres chaveiroi, somebody who's pregnant for someone else. He can't say shchiyah l'shchiyah. That's a takana. It's a takana not to get married. A siyag means there were guys on one thing, so you'll confuse it with something else. The guys a siyag. If you do A, people confuse it with B. So there's a Mishnah Lamelech that says that. That we only find like Gazru by a David Leshchiach. I thought I wrote down the Maramakin, but okay. But that's his gather. You know, the question is with Nisabra Babati, there's always Leshchiach. See, a woman who's pregnant through IVF shouldn't have the din of Moberes Chaveira. At least it used to not be Shchiach. So he says, no, that's a takana. That there's no difference. The Birkei Yosef, and this Simon brings it, I think later on, Sefer Aleph, you say, Nisabra Babati Loi Gazru, it's not Shkiach to become pregnant without Bia. He says, no, that's a Takana. A Takana, there's no heter of Loi Shkiach. On a Siyag, when you guys are one thing out to another, that's what we find. Al Kapanim, that's the Halacha of Sif Ches. Mishnis is betos, and again, like I said, the Natso Negea, except by Siyogim. What about Pilegesh? It's if you're that Shkiach. Why don't we say Pilegesh is not Shkiach? Say Pilegesh.
Can I just ask something? We just mentioned something.
Why don't we say Pilegesh is not Shkiach?
I've been up to 3 months.
If she gets divorced, you mean?
No, even if you could bring in somebody else's sperm. So what's the charge?
So we're going to talk about it when we get to Sefer Aleph. Okay, and that's what he talks about it. But what? The question is...
According to Rav Hankin,
what?
According to
Rav Hankin, Pilegesh is... I mean Lididan. According to Mechabit. Mechabit talks about it. Pilegesh, Tzricha Lahamtin. Why don't we say Pilegesh is not Shkiach? I don't know when we say things like shchiach, when we say it's not shchiach, it's very, very hard to know, and I don't know. Okay, let's go on to Siv Tes. Isha shenizgarsha v'yatza koel psol al haget v'tzricha get achet. Okay, a woman had a get. Now, by get, we're very machmir. Of course, if the get is possible, you have to do a new get. There's no shiloh. But even if there's a kail that's yaitzeh, with hilchus kail, a kail bel pasik, we give a new get, even if it's a rumor which we investigate and we find that it's unfounded, still we require a second get. Now that's a halacha, at the end of Masechta Gittin, all the way at the end of the Masechta, last daf or two, that when there's a kail against the get, we play it safe, we do a new get. I told you once, by Yuchsin Mechayshish for rumors. Does she need 3 months of Havchana? So it's a machlaikis in Taisvis at the end again. If Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who uncle and nephew, were prone to arguments, so they argued here. It's a very funny thing. In Beya, the second parak, I think in Tesayin Amadeis, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri argue. At the end of Taisvis, the Ri says, Loiman ani libi lachleik al divrei daidi. He says, my heart doesn't let me argue with my uncle, so do like my uncle. That's what he writes. I don't understand it. All over Shas, he argues with his uncle. Every place. And this one place, by Erev Tavshilin, if you need a baked and a cooked food, if you need both, or one's enough, if you don't plan to bake, most of us don't bake, so you only cook, should be enough for cooked food. She says, I hold it's enough just to cook food. Loi malani libi lach like a divrei daidi, he says.
He ate by his uncle's house.
What?
He ate by his uncle's house.
Yeah. Or maybe he ate by him sometimes. That's good. Okay. He wanted that permission to eat there. Yeah. All right. Here they're arguing about Havchana. All right. So here the Ri is Machmir. But they argue if such a person needs 3 months from the first get, which really is a good get, or 3 months from the play it safe get. She had a good get. We don't know any problem with it. There's a coil. So we sort of play it safe, we do a play it safe get. So the Mechaber says, Ishish and Nizgarsha v'yatza coil psol ala get, v'tzrichuha get achem et neholaz. And they said, because of the rumors, do a second get. From when do you need afchan? Yeshay rib, tzrichuha have to gimel chadash and meget sheini. The rehols that you have to wait 3 months from the second get. The Yeshayim Rebbeinu Tam says, "Ain't it get our Rishayim." What's the cloud when the Mechaber brings two Yeshayim rims? We pass the second one. We pass the cloud is the Mechaber says stoma and Yeshayim rim. We pass the stoma. Yeshayim pass the second one, which means the kula. So the Mechaber is mekel. The Berakhi Yosef here says that the Mechaber means to be mekel.
Why is this more
mutzi
than the last
day? Is this more mutzi? I don't know. I told you, I don't know. Again, there are mutzi. You're right. So you only get to reach. The Ramah argues. Ramah, on the other side of your page, Yeshlochosh le Svara Rishayna. The Ramah says that to be chayshish for the first shita. So let's get this straight because it gets more complicated. The Mechaber Mechaber Ramah had a paskin, a woman who had a good get as far as we know, and then had a get to play it safe. So the Mechaber says you go according to the good get. Why are you doing a second get? Because of Yichsen. But for the Durabana of Avchana, you go by the first one. You can understand the Mechilim. And Ramah says, no, Lamaisa, there was a get, and you go with the second get. Now it's a little hard to understand exactly what this is Tullian. It's a little more complicated because if you look back on the first side in Sif Aleph, at the end of the first Mechaber, there are two Mechabers in Sif Aleph, it said, "Umiyank siva saget moinin lemugureshes." The Mechaber Shita was that you count from the time of the writing of the get. Is once you write a get, so the Mechaber Shita was from the writing of the get is when you count the months of Havchana. So it's hard to understand if you go by the writing of the get and they're not even divorced. So when the first get from the time of the writing it again, it's difficult to understand why you shouldn't go by a first good get if we go by a writing of a get. The Yeshua Yaakov and the Shema Kluga, Amatmiya, on the Mechaber. The Ramah, they argued also. Ramah said, Yesh Amayim Yem Nesina Saget. I said, we go by Nesina. But he was Matviya on the Mechaber. And Bavadi Yosef in the Abiyai Mechel and Vav has a tshuva about this, in which he first struggles to answer, and then he says it has to be the ksiva of a good get. And the first get was bad, so then the ksiva of the first get was bad. So Lamaisa, he held it's not a strong kasha. However, Rav Moshe addresses this, and without saying any halacha Lamaisa, he explains the lumdus. Why should it be mishas ksiva saget? So Rav Moshe says the following. The machlokes is, when do you start havchana? From when they're osa b'yichud, or from when they're noyig not to be misyachid? When you write a get, they're not osa b'yichud. He's allowed to stay married to her if he wants. Just as they wrote a get, it's going to be involved with the get, but there's no iser. So if you hold, you go baser iser yichud. So ksiva, the clock starts ticking from giving of the get, the osa b'yichud. If you go from when there ain't a rogel l'hisyachid, when it's not normal for them to be misyachid, that's the mechaber shita. It's ain't a rogel l'hisyachid. So you go to ksiva, yes, ksiva, typically a person writes a get, he means to give it, don't even mevatel it. So again, the mechaber shita ksiva is from ain't a rogel l'hisyachid. It's not normal to be miyachid. Ramah shita is from when they're osa b'yichud. They're only osa b'yichud, you give the get. Very geshmak of pshat in the two shittas in Sif Aleph. So for Moshe, those are the two shittas in Sif Tes. It was the first get, which on the side it's not a good get, they wrote a second get. So for Moshe, even if you're going to say it's not a good get, it's only any rogel is yachet. He thinks he gave her a good get. Now you can say Be'emes Kapishmai wasn't a get, but if he gave a get that he felt was a good get, there certainly ain't a regal in Siachi. So the Mechaba holds, you go by Siksiva, by two getting, you go by the first get. The Ramah holds, no, you go from Isser Yichud, which is the Sinas I get in Sifala. Here also, if you chayshish for the Kail, that means the first get was a Pasla get, then they weren't Asa B'Yichud. This is B'Yichud starts from the second get. So to the degree of chayshish for the Kail, you have to start from the second get. So Ramesh explains the two lumdus in Azebazet. Right, but you be chayshish for the kail on the second. So I understand what Ramesh is doing. Is now, like I said before, that maybe Afchan is not so important. He's saying that's not Devar. Devar is once the ain't a rogel is yached, it's enough for Afchana. So the first sheet holds that's adequate. And the second she goes, you have to be chayshish for the kail. This is the Ramesh explains the machlokes in Ebenezer Aleph Tshuva Lamed, and not doing more than trying to sort out what Rav Avadia brings from Rav Shlomo Kluger and Yeshua Siakiv that had a hard time.
Now.
It's very interesting. The Lasha Shulchan Aruch hits Rihu HaGet. It sounds like only when Bez did they can do again.
So that means like that. By design, they didn't get together.
And still, it's Machlokes. I thought you would say if they just did it on their own, we're not worried about it. You know, it doesn't carry much weight. Okay. It's funny, Elisha says Tzichu again. A Kail is only a Kail of Bezdin establishes. It's a Kail of Loi Pasik, whatever the criteria.
Well, what's the woman standing there screaming? She's screaming that I have a get or I don't
have. Yeah, both of them say it's a get. It's just a Kail on the street that's not a get. We say, if a woman says I'm divorced, Enisha means a Panel. By Elisha, she's believed. However, when she's saying it was a get, we believe her that she thinks it's a get. The Kail is saying that there was a get handed to her. The Kail is saying that there was a psalm in the get. So the Memela has nothing to do with her Nehmanis. She's not an expert in Hilchos Get.
She's saying that I didn't do my husband. She gave me a get. I wasn't
I wasn't my husband. But you have to remember, there's a light plug on Grusha, even if he was in jail. What's what? She's a Grusha. You can't always tell by the piece of paper. It depends. Has he written lishma? You can't see on a paper if it's in lishma. Unfortunately, there are many psulim that are not nicker, even in a mezuzah. You can. What? I can't hear you. Oh, somebody gets that now. Okay. So Chazal Zayin throws in another.
No, they give her the receipt. They don't give her the get. The woman doesn't get the get. She just gets the receipt. You have to go find the baby. If there's
you're right. Okay, the Achrayim here, Tomo, we'll see the Chakas B'chakak Zayin. What happens if there really was a psul in the first get? Now, she thought she's divorced. Now, like the Rabbah, there's nothing to talk about. The Rabbah is always machmir, but like the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, what's the din if there really was a psul in the get? So now, what would you say?
Same thing.
Same thing? Because they're not ruggle. Okay, that's how Ramesh explains this, but let's see. Let's see the Chakas B'chaykak. He brings the case. In a tricha, lahamtin elam get risha. Davka she get a risha haya kedin. Rachmas koyol ba'alma tricha get sheni machmas chumra. Aval hecha she get haya batal min adin. If the first cat was really batal, vaday moinin min asheni. The Chakas B'chaykak calls the calf in the second. Vized deloy kaharab maram alublin. It's not like the maram. Because of bechuma kovyin zayin beget shahaya batal min adin. Listen, b'shasat chak, I'll get a rish. Pavchan. Now think for a minute. Now the tshuva of the is brought in by Shmuel Gimel, who also holds like the Chalkach Machaika, not like the Ram Lublin. And we'll see it in the Pisei Tshuva Yud. It was a get that was written, they wrote by the man's name, Halevi, and he wasn't the Levi. If you leave out Halevi and he was a Levi, yeah, those are Masha. But if he's not a Levi, and you write Halevi, that's for sure, it's the wrong person. If you left out Halevi, it's his name, you left out the description. But if you write Halevi, and he's not a Levi, it's for sure apostle again. So Maram Lublin made them do a new get. And he said, you don't need 3 months. He was going with the Mechaber Shita, for whatever reason he found the Mechaber. And he said that you don't need 3 months. That's what he said. So Zakhtar says, Mechaikah, no. And the Beishmol, of course you need 3 months. Now, of course, Rav Moshe is coming to explain to Maram Lublin, the Hezbra I told you before, that he says the Mekilim hold it's enough Einay Rogol Lehisiaches, that even though they're not Asel Lehisiaches, it wasn't a get, but Einay Rogol Lehisiaches, they think it's a get, so it's not normal to me Mesiaches, that's the reason for the Mekilim. But let's see, let's take a look at Pisrei Tshuva Yud, how he describes it. Now the first two of the flies are something else. The beginning of Pisrei Tshuva Yishush and Hizgarsha, I'm Mesef Yishuv Siyachim, kiss on the first side of your pages. You're at the bottom. Ishush Nizgash, I'm Besefi Yishuus Yaakov, Sivkot Yud Beis, Shem Chuvus Chacham Tzvi, Nistapik Boi Zeviz Das, Shem Mizaka Lo Abai Lo Ged, Vachazet Nimsa Liyada. Das, without an iron. By Zeviz Das, a woman who became fry. So we give a head to Meir Rabbanim, but every time we do a head to Meir Rabbanim, does not write to Ged, and gives it to the Bezdin, either to hold for her or to be mezake for her, however the bezin works. Baka nimsa liyada, eventually she got it. Bichaz rachakach ledas Yehudis, and she became frum again. Yitzvich alahabte, bishar shegia get liyada, liyada shliach, vichmir bezayin shah. So there is machmir in such a case. Okay, now, vayim bechakas mechaiku kubeshmo. Esigo atshuvas maram lublin, kufyud zayin. Of all the cases we have today, this is probably the most common. The Torah HaSeifer, because of the Gederish and Levi, Bula Yoya Levi. V'tzricha Ged Acher. Now I'm saying Levi is common, but a mistake in a Ged could happen. V'tzricha Ged Acher. V'aget HaSheini Nishtor Ben Ksivil and Nesina Shana Tamima. There was 1 year between the writing of the second Ged and the delivery of the second Ged. So the Shiloh was asked to Ram Lublin whether she needs 3 months. Now right away Yechab, the Ksiva, according to the Mechaber, the Ksiva is adequate, according to the Mechaber. So he's using it as a tziruf. The Sheet of Ksiva is good enough. He's using it as a tziruf. He says the following. So Rav Ram Lublin says, "Kasav, we should bittul shiduchim." Again, it was a shasat chak. Afraid the shidduch will fall apart. You should tzarif das a rif. The sfera le'maydi b'shas k'siva. And das rabbeinu tam in our simon the maydi b'get a rishon. V'yesh dogel b'shasat chak. He says you can rely on our rabbeinu tam with a tzarif of the rif to be meikel. That's the Ram Lublin. Azay sigu. And the Chak Sbayim Beshmuel said, what? I can't hear to Rabbeinu Tam, Elam Eger Hoya Kedinai, Rak Nisla Machmas Laz, Osvi Relay Mayim Eger Trish. Aval Hacha, Shekosav Levi, Vlahoya Levi, Shubatul Medina, Gam Rabbeinu Tam Mayda, the Mayda Mishay. So he's Matzmiya, the Chak Sbayim Beshmuel, how could you be Mekel? So Sefer comes around, with a Gavaldig of Pshat in the Ram Lublin. It's a Shtak and Kasha in the Ram Lublin. Moshe's Pshat notwithstanding, but it's how can you count from Apostle again? So he says, listen to some cipher how we lose Pshat. I am a Chuvah some cipher Chavzai, Kasav Liyashay Divrei, my Ram Lublin. The Sfirelei, his Cheshvin is a different Cheshvin. The Tos Kihai, Lichtav Levi, Bemokim Shein Levi, Havalei Shkicha. According to the Ri, it can't be Mekel. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, a new Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. Six lo shchiach. I'll be set kasa bedidin shayel didei shesid the get mandu. Benimsu dalid urim. Not one mistake, not two, four mistakes of the get. Shayidezeh tzrichu get acher. So now they want to be Semech and the Ram Lublin to be Mekel from the first get. So some Sefer said, Zeh, four mistakes. Tam Ram Lublin Maida, Ein Letzarev Kulis Lahat Yafil Bishasat Chak. Why? Benidon Didon, Karev Sheget Arisha Pasal Bidei Raisa, Kimet Shenikr Shamasadir Lo Yeho Yabaki. Here, the Ram Lublin's case, it was an expert cipher, and the information was given to him wrong. That's lo shchiach. But he's saying, in a case where you have somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, trying to write a get, the Mesad didn't know what he was doing. Saying if there was a mistake that could happen to anybody, a person make a mistake, that's lo shchiach. An expert Mesad Gittin doesn't make these mistakes. But if it's a fellow who doesn't know what he's doing and he's writing Gittin, so he says something like that, unfortunately it's shchiach bizmaneinu, that people don't know what they're doing, they're writing Gittin. And the Meila, he says you need 90 days, according to the Mechad.
Why
do
you have to see the
call?
Is it the call for what? What kind of
call
has come up?
But not a call, it's a real psul.
When there's a
call. He's not talking about a call. He's talking about a real psul. The Chab is talking about a call. Ram Lublin is talking about a real psul. You know, when there was a real, honest to goodness psul.
Why does
that
have to do with
the Raisa? Why does that have to do with the Raisa?
The way it's
the Raisa. Okay. So maybe psul Rabbana would be the same thing, but certainly psul the Raisa. So anyway, this is the some site of Chumra. So Rav Moshe writes, what about conservative and reform? He says, it's also shchiach to have conservative and reform don't know what they're doing, obviously. No one thinks you go from their get. Rav Moshe writes, in his case, where somebody called himself Orthodox, right, that was the tshuva. So of course, oh, they gave a lady a paper that said that you're hereby divorced. He said, that's lo shchiach, that somebody who calls himself Orthodox should do it that way. And he said, you don't need chachi avchana. So this is the bottom line. So what do we have, the kitzer? We have that a get with a kail is a machlekes mechaber amah, and a get with a real psul. So the beishmol chakas machaker kamachbir that you have to wait for the second get. Some says a pshat and ram lublin, but the ma'isa we're machmir from the second get. Now the shaila, of course, is. What happens is a Sfaradi marries an Ashkenazi. Somebody holds like the Mechaber. She is the one that has a get. It's within 3 months of Avchana according to the Ramah. She got a second get. The Mechaber's case. Mechaber's Nekel. Her Ramah's Machmir. So what happened? It happened, the man was a Sfaradi, and he wanted to get married, and she had this second get in the Hakayil. And Ashkenazi woman, she says, I need 3 months. How she said it, or she asked it, I need 3 months. Do you go according to his meaning, or according to her meaning? So the Shaila is Rabbi Avadi Yosef has it. So of course you know before you start whose meaning is he going to follow. You know who's going to end up with, right? But he brings it, listen to his raya. The Shaila is, do you go by the man or by the woman? He says, look in the next Sif Yud, HaMekadesh Teich Tishim Yai. If a man violates this halacha, right? Sif Yud is talking, invites, definitely she's a grusha and he marries her within 90 days. We put him in Chayrim. What's his raya? We put him in Chayrim, not her in Chayrim. Vice dies, it's a din in him. The din of waiting Chashayav Chav is a din in him, not a din in her.
But it's a good marriage?
So, of course it's a marriage.
So it's Kedusha. A marriage.
Yeah, but we forced him to get divorced. The Ramah says we forced him to get divorced. So now he was Sfarad. He was Sfarad and she was Ashkenaz. If he would have been Ashkenaz, she would have been Sfarad, he would have found it different.
So,
she has to agree to it. I'll tell you his raya. His raya is from Benadin Isai. So since Benadin Isai, his Shiloh wasn't B'diyevet. His Shiloh was, she allowed to go get married. There's a din that she's not allowed to get married. So he says, Benadin Isai, it's a din in him. Not a din in her. I was trying
better
to,
if Benadin Isai.
It's a funny thing. I was trying to understand why it should be him and not her. Why? So Bavadi says he's the one with Tzuvim Pru Ravu. What's the guy doing anything? So yesterday we were learning Baba Basra. I mentioned the Taisus. I realized it's the same Yisai. There's a Taisus on Beis Amid Beis, the top Taisus on Beis Amid Beis. It says that if the Kiddushin, you get 12 months to get married. And if 12 months you don't get married, you have to give Mizaitis. So the Gemara says, what happens if by the 12 months he's sick? He can't get married, he's sick. So he says, he's got to pay. You know, he got sick, it's his fault. So he has to give him Mizaitis. Gemara says, why is it she's sick? Is she sick? He has to pay. It's his mazel that made her get sick. So Taisa says, why is it always his fault? When he's sick, it's his fault. And when she's sick, it's his fault. Even if she's persadid, it's his fault. Why is it always his fault? So Taisa's answer is, he's mitzvah pur ravu. And the mazel to push off the wedding is the mazel of the one who's mitzvah in the mitzvah. The main thing is the mitzvah. So I don't know if that's his makar for this. He brings it from Yeshua Leib Diskin, I think. Not no, you say the law yourself, I'm not mistaken. But he says that it's lamaisa, it's totally in him. I have to tell you, the Be'er Heitav asks why it says him and not her. He doesn't say this teretz. He doesn't say about this teretz. If you look in Be'er Heitav, which Be'er Heitav is this? Ches.
Not you know so.
No, Tess, I was right the first time, the middle of Tess. Mashalihuska didu l'gabi isha, gabi yavrag zeres kachamim, mishum didu izekil, vo isha krovi yaisel shageges. The woman usually doesn't know the halacha. Women don't know about 3 months of havchana. She's krova to shageges. Is that what he means? She doesn't know? Because he's befat to her? I don't know. So the woman is closer to being a shageges. And didkagab the shage kaldu petura. Akapanim Deser Bavad Yisrael. Let's just finish the Rambam. I'm sorry. Yeshayimrim Shetzar Sheyagareish. If they got married in 3 months, you have to give a get. Ibu Yisrael Yazir Alacha Gimel Chadashim. Now, if he gives her, he married her within 3 months, we force him to give her a get. If he's Yisrael, he can take her back after 3 months. Kayin Layazer, the Kayin is lost. If he gives her a get, he's gone. What?
How did the
Kayin
marry in the first
place? An Amana, you're right. Yeah. Like Grusha wouldn't be possible. It had to be was an Amana the first time. She was an Amana. He married her within 3 months. And now he says, Dafka Shava Bemezit. We only forced them to give a divorce if they did it Bemezit. Kitchen to Shagag and Soch Ligarish. Elamafrisha Noisa. Yesh Bachmir and Philip Shagag. The Nira, the Bekayin. By a Kayin, it's a much worse punishment. To Osala Hazi, now you may take her back. Yeshus mecha divrei amekilim lebitzchina legarish, or be Israel in lismecha man demekel b'shaygei. Kainirali, it's a pshara. No, it's really you should give a get. If it's a kayin where it's a big punishment, by a shaygeg, bisemcha de mekilin. Girsha asura ladur ima b'mavi. We spoke about this once. If once he gives her a get, he's not allowed to live with her in the same mavi. Like kafu bezdin oisei achabru gimel chadashim. Bezdin didn't chop till 3 months passed already. What do you do now? Apish kiddush ba'aveira. Shove in kaifin oisei kibit shavru avru. If the 3 months passed, they passed. Now here's the chiddush. Kiddush ubarach. Listen to this din. A man gave kiddush within 3 months of avchana, and Bezdin caught him. So he ran away. Kiddush ubarach. If he was mekadesh a woman, then he ran away, not with her, without her. If he ran with her, there's not going to be a etzer. But kiddush ubarach. Ein menadin oisai. And Ramah v'loim dem oisai levrayach. He tell me I have an etzer for you. Run away. Run away. You can run away. V'yesh v'shaimah debricha zutzar shetia l'meirachayk. It's not enough to hide in the basement. It has to be that you run away different place. Shirachet yishiach hazarasei achagibul chadashim. Today there's no place in the world like that. You have to run to a place where it takes 3 months to get back. V'yidira kemi divra shar paiskim. You don't really have to. Is there any place in the world that takes 3 months to get back? What? The space station. Okay. But the Rambam says Barach helps because the kapara of Golos is mechaper for being over the Saveira. He gives a little talk to it.
Before, they would have put both of them, husband and wife, in Nidui. It would be a kula because then they can live together in their Nidui state, right?
Kaif and Isil the Garish. And I want to explain to you the Navchan is done. The Simon's not over, Sifi and Aleph. We still have a 4 Sifin. It goes on to a second topic in the same simon. We're going to start next week the topic of marrying Muberes Chaveirei, Menekes Chaveirei, a woman who's nursing getting married. So that's the follow-up topic, which starts with Sifir Aleph next week.